Shalom and blessed be the name of Jesus. Today we want to continue to worship Jesus for who he is in our lives. He has done as well. People go through many stages of life. And one of the most difficult stages they go through is the stage we call grieving and mourning. Grieving and mourning. And especially when we mourn the loss of our beloved. Every loss takes people through grieving and mourning. Now, as a matter of fact, to grieve and to mourn is because of the loss. Sometimes when we lose our money, we grieve. Sometimes when we lose our houses, we grieve. Sometimes when you lose our jobs, we go through grieving and mourning. When we lose part of our bodies, especially through accidents and through fires and other means, we also mourn. Imagine you had two legs when you grew up, and now you have to be amputated. You will keep on mourning about the loss of all that. But one of the greatest loss that people go through is the loss of a beloved one. When you lose a friend, when you lose a relative, when you lose a brother that you love, when you lose a mother, when you lose a father, when you lose your sister, or when you lose a relative or a child, that loss is so painful. It's so great. And this morning, we want to see how we can be able to win the soul of those who are going through grieving. Those who grieve, they are grieving and they are disappointed because things did not go on as it were. We all know that people go through a particular stage, which we call the cycle of grieving. Because of any loss. One, when you realize that you have lost your beloved, like the way the two sisters did, one of the first reaction is to refuse, is to say, no, that cannot be true. We don't believe in that. We say, no, that's not true. That's not my sister. That's not my brother. This is what these girls went through. This is not my brother. And especially when this brother was going through sickness, they had hope that it will be well in them. And especially because they were friends of Jesus. And so when they sent a message to Jesus, come and heal the one that you love. But when they discovered that the boy or their brother has died, they went through loss and they were mourning. But they were also disappointed that Jesus did not come on time. And that's the first level, refusal. The second level, we go through a level we call anger, where you are angry. Once you realize that what you had thought it will remain has gone, you remain, you look at your house, you thought it would remain, it has gone. You look at your life, you look at your marriage, you thought your marriage would survive, and you know it's gone and gone. You go through anger. And you see even Jesus going through some anger after some times. You are angry about it because there's nothing you can do. But you see, our anger should not continue for a long time. Now, the next step after anger, we discover there's nothing we can do. And we go to the third level. And the third level is now we bargain. We are bargaining and we are asking, God, please bring back my brother. These girls, I know they were going through Jesus. If you are here, my brother could have not gone, could not have died. That was bargaining. But even when Jesus came to the homeland of this family, we discover that this family, these two sisters, they were now bargaining. In fact, when the two of them came, when mother came, the first words he said, Lord, if you have been here, my brother could have not died, could have not gone. That is a statement of bargaining, is a statement of disappointed. I am disappointed with you, Lord. I thought you are my friend. I thought you'd stand with me, but he has gone. Where were you? And you are bargaining. You're bargaining. You have gone through anger. You have now bargaining. Now, if that bargain, if now your soul is not won, if your soul is not brought from that cycle of grieving, you go to the fourth level, which is the, you know, the phase of depression. Depression. You are depressed. This is where you feel you are dejected. You feel left out. This is where we need friends to come and comfort us, to come and speak to us, to come and say yes. This is why we are asking each one of us, let's go mourn with those that are mourning. Let's go support those who are going through calamities. Just your presence, your show off, you'll be able to let yourself be known. Let people know that they have friends who can stand together with them. Do not let people go through the cycle of mourning alone. Let them know that you care. And not only that, be there for them. Be there and let them feel your presence. Speak with them. Do what they could not be able to do. Stay with them. For the Jews, they would go through and bury their deceased. And thereafter, for 7 days, they would go through a process of mourning. Sometimes they even go through days, even a month, 30 days. Sometimes, like when Moses died, when Joseph died, they were mourned for more than more than 30 days. What a good thing to mourn, to stand with them that we love, so that they do not go to the, you know, to the depression. They can go through for a while, but not for long. Now, after you have warned the people from this cycle of going downwards, the winning of the grieving people and disappointed people is when they start to accept, is when they start talking like mother, that even now, Lord, I do believe that you can do anything. I do believe you still love me. I do believe that you can still help me to gain, and you can take me to another level. I know that you have best results for me. Yes, he is gone, but you're still together with me. Yes, my leg is gone, but you're still together with me. Yes, my memory is not as strong as it were, but you're still together with me. And so we need to know this. Now, one of the best way that some people who are mourning has been won is when Jesus came to explain to the sisters, especially to Martha, who Jesus was. Look at Martha. Martha is a kind of a friend of Jesus who represents those that are near and dear to Jesus. Martha would believe that Jesus would heal, but she has not come to a point of believing that Jesus would resurrect his brother. That's why he is saying, my Jesus, if you are here, my brother could not have died. She knew for sure that in the presence of Jesus could have stopped the boy, his brother, from dying. But now, Jesus wanted to take Martha to a higher level, to make him believe, to see another dimension of Jesus, not only Jesus as the one who can heal, but Jesus the one who can resurrect from the dead. I know many of us want just to remain to know Jesus at that level. You see, when Jesus wants to take us to a higher level of knowledge of him, he allows things to happen. Sometimes they're not good things for us in the moment, but I want you to believe in the process. Believe in him. Sometimes it's not hard to believe in him, but Jesus wants us to believe in that process, that he can take us to that other level. Jesus did this. He spoke words and he told Martha, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. That is the faith I am. That statement, I pray it gives, you know, strength to people who are mourning. There are those of us who mourn because of the loss of their property, the loss of their household, the loss of their compound. Some of them have been thrown from their compound by militia. I want to speak a blessing to you. I want the Lord to let you understand that He is the resurrection and the life. He does not only resurrect, He is the resurrection. He does not only give life, He is the life. And the moment we allow Him to be in us, we have the resurrection and life in us. And Jesus continued telling this lady in terms of winning them from grieving and disappointment. He said, anyone who believes in me will not die. Can you imagine that? Anybody who believes, or anybody who lives and believes in me shall not die. But even if, and those who live believing in me shall not die. So these are very strong statements. But then Jesus asks, do you believe? So this morning, may we believe in the process. May we believe in Jesus. May we allow Jesus to speak to us. May we be together with other people so that we can also win them. The presence of other people was part of the winning of all these. And the coming of Jesus, and Jesus allowing them to vent out. He did not rebuke any one of them. And as Jesus was able to be there, He was able to win them. God, we thank you. We bless you, Jesus. Because we know that you win us from disappointment. You win us even from grieving. You are able to comfort us in our grief. You give us the peace that surpasses our understanding. You carry us in that particular point of view. You don't allow us to go in a point that we are defeated. You help us to mourn graciously, to mourn with hope. God, we pray that our people, as they go through difficulties this morning, help them to mourn in hope, knowing that you're still God, knowing that you still reign, knowing that you still do a new thing in their lives and in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.